just talk with you a little bit about with the different schedules in summer, with sometimes children sleeping later, going to daycare or summer camp or grandparents. If you might have some suggestions for healthy foods to help them learn to pack or to pack for them.
Okay, I can help with all that.
Okay, that's kind of what our focus is on for this story in particular. We're looking at kids over the summertime and how to help them eat a little healthier.
Okay, before, do we have any special time limit or could I ramble a little?
Oh, you can ramble. Go right ahead. No, I have time.
Okay. The first thing that's very important that people forget is hydration. And kids run around, they play, it's summertime, and they don't drink enough water. So that's very important, especially during the summer, but it's important really all the time. It helps detoxification. You know, one system moves by the heart pumping it. One system moves by us moving.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a difference. The lymphatic system needs water to move around, and that's what gets rid of toxicity in our body. The other problem is during the summer, kids drink juicy juice, or I shouldn't say name brand probably, but juices that have sugar or sugar substitutes in it, which all of them are bad except for stevia. They all cause a reaction from the insulin mechanism, which causes inflammation. So the kids get inflammation. So water is one of the ways to get rid of it. And there's a special water that I recommend to all my patients, even kids. It's hydroxide alkaline water. It's very inexpensive because it comes as a concentrate of the water.
Okay.
I don't know if you want the name of a brand, but the brand that I found best was Aqua OH. And the reason is it's all natural. It's made from limestone. But it's a concentrate, so you just put in 1 ounce with 31 ounces of water, and depending on the weight of the kid, you know, that'll be enough for the day, because you should have 1/2 your body weight in ounces of water per day. But what's so good about this water is, since it's made from limestone, it has hydroxide in it, which is OH. Actually OH negative, and the acid that causes the inflammation comes from hydrogen protons, H plus. So the OH runs around like little Pac-Man and scoops up all the H's and forms water. So it super hydrates them, and if the body doesn't need the water, then they'll just urinate it out. But it also gets rid of the acid, whereas all the other alkaline waters just buffer it. So that's the first thing that I would suggest, is for them to make sure their children are having 1/2 their body weight in ounces of water per day, at least. You know, if they're running around, so if they weigh 60 pounds, they should have 30 ounces of water, maybe a little bit more. And I would use the Aqua OH because it makes up for them drinking sodas and...
How do you get them away from those hugs and juicy juices and sodas?
You can put flavors in the water if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put
like
a little...
Like a natural flavor?
You can put stevia in there. You can put some fruits. And no, it's best, of course, by itself, but it's not going to hurt it much. It'll be maybe only 98% as effective. So, but if it's not effective if they won't drink it.
Right.
And the good thing is, since it has to be mixed, you know, 1 ounce with 31 ounces, you let them do it and let them put the fruits in it or things that they like, then they take ownership of it.
Well, I was going to ask about that, if there are some ways that maybe you can teach them through...
Oh, yeah. It comes with a little cap, and you fill up the cap with water, and then you put the rest in, so whatever type of thermos they have, and then you let them throw some pieces of orange in there, or lemons, or limes, and stuff like that, and now they own it.
Now, it's not something Mom or Dad said you
That's
should
right.
do. It's okay. That's a good idea.
So, but water is probably the number one thing during the summer.
Okay.
The other thing you have to watch is during the summer, since they have different schedules, they'll tend to snack more.
Right.
And their snacks tend to be sugary snacks, which aren't good for us. That's really the biggest addiction in America is sugar. It does the same thing that drugs do in the system. It stimulates the opiate receptors, which has which then releases dopamine, goes into the frontal cortex and releases dopamine. So that's why they always want more. So instead of giving them sugary snacks, give them fresh fruits, give them vegetables, you know, watermelon, cucumbers, and you could pack all that out. Any fruits that they like, tomatoes or peppers, anything like that's good. Trail mix, but make it homemade. Smoothies in the morning. And you let them help make it. You want an all-natural one with a vegetable protein. The one I use, again, I don't know if you want names, is Natratec. It's just Natratec.com, but his is 100% pure, no artificial anything. And, you know,
is that a protein additive?
Yeah, it's a protein. It's a protein additive, but it has all the vitamins and minerals, etc. You add ice to it to make it, you know, more like a
little frothier.
Well, I call it a malted, but I don't think they make those anymore. So whatever they call malteds now. You know, you can put different fruits in it. I put in, or my wife really puts in avocado, which she says makes it taste good, and that's real healthy for you. But that's the biggest key for the summer, to keep them away from the sugars and ice cream and hot dogs and fast food, just because it's easy. And you could pack it all real simple the night before, because you're just talking about things like a homemade trail mix, even the ingredients that you need for a smoothie, fruits and vegetables. You can make fun things like with celery. You could take celery, put peanut butter on it, and then put some raisins on it, and it looks like ants are crawling.
Oh, the ants on a log.
Ants on a log. So, you know, they like that, and that's healthy for them. But
all protein and fruit.
It's all protein and fruit and fiber, so it's healthy for them. But that's basically what you need to do. Stay away from sugar. And for the adults, it's the same thing, although this article is on it. They may, where the kids are having soda and juices that are causing acidity and inflammation, the adults are having alcohol.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I deal with mostly adults, really. So that's why I recommend the Aqua Weight so much, because it gets rid of all the acidity that the alcohol brings, which causes inflammation. And inflammation, the CDC says, adversely affects, and in some cases is causative, to over 85% of all diseases.
Oh, my.
Basically, between me and you, we can't name one that's not affected by inflammation. Alcohol is a big contributor. Sugar is a big contributor.
Okay.
And most alcohol, I think, except for gin and maybe vodka, has a lot of sugar in it. And especially if you have the fancy, you know, pina coladas and they have lots of sugar. Yeah, they taste great, but they have lots of sugar in it. So the Aqua OH will negate that. And if you could stick with fruits and vegetables, herbs, you know, good healthy proteins, chicken, and you can make it more fun and put them on a stick, and you know, healthy fats like, again, you want ones that the kids will eat, so guacamole, but give them something to dip it with, like a... Now, yeah, even cucumber
like
slices
or
celery, you know, or hummus. You have to make it fun so they'll do it.
Right.
And again, you could sneak raisins in there. You could even put dark chocolate in there. Just make sure it's at least 70%, you know, dark chocolate, because that's really not that unhealthy. Just don't fill it up with chocolate. You know,
right.
But, you know, you want to make it so they want, and let them make it. You make faces on it, and you just make it fun. And that's it. They're ready to go. And then maybe we could get them to keep the habits during the school year.
Can I ask you, when you're mentioning that, I wanted to try to give some people some ideas for maybe the homemade trail mix, if you're going to let kids especially put it together so they don't go strictly chocolate chips and marshmallows, and maybe what are some things to throw in there that
all different types
more on the healthy side?
All different types of nuts, dry-type berries like dates and raisins.
Okay.
And things of that nature would all be good for it. But even
a little of the dark chocolate.
You could put in some
like
dark chocolate. Make sure it's 70% or more dark chocolate, and they love it.
And that's something they could throw together themselves too, I would think.
Yeah, once you show them how to do it, you just have to make sure they don't put in 90% dark chocolate and 10% the healthy nuts. No, it's the same thing we would do if we were kids.
Of course. Yeah, go for the M&Ms. Can I ask you, you work a lot with adults. I don't know if this is something you've addressed, but kids, I've noticed this over the years when we visit schools or daycares or summer camps, a lot of times there's a food central kind of reward system. You get cookies or candy or popsicles.
That's the problem,
like that.
Not just with camp, but with everything. If you do something good, you get a cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
So they teach in schools, and this is political, so you wouldn't want it in your thing, but they teach in schools in first grade, depending on where you are, like New York, about mommy and her special friend, which I'm not against that. I just don't think you need to worry about that in first grade. I think they need to know that an apple is healthier than a cupcake, and why. And they should teach that first, or they can't chase the person that they want to do something with, for the sex education that they're teaching so early. So I think that has to be taught in school, given as homework so they could go over it with the parents. But kids don't know, and once you tell them that this is going to make you healthier, and depending on how young they are, especially little boys or girls, this will make you do your flips better, this will make your muscles bigger, they'll do it. As long as they like it, and they'll have an apple instead of a cupcake. Oh, that's going to make you slower for your game tomorrow. You know, if you put it in those type words, but that's not what we teach them. If you do something good, we'll give you something unhealthy and fattening.
Unfortunately, that is the message.
Message that we give them.
Yeah. Well, it'll be good for us probably as adults, too, to model that as much as possible.
I wrote a book a while ago called The Green Box League of Nutritious Justice. It's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But it's basically a kid's book. There's some in it that the parents would have to read to them. But it goes over all the different fruits and vegetables, and they all have names and faces. And you know, I made characters that, well, I didn't do it, but an artist made characters that, out of all of them. And it goes through a story, and it shows, you know, how eating right is healthy. Mm-hmm. And sort of makes you a superhero.
Oh, okay.
And that was the idea of it.
Rather than just because mom and dad say so, or it's good for you, it's either some of the more tangible benefits.
No, it sounds funny, but I know it's not on anymore. But I think when Popeye used to eat his spinach, kids ate more spinach because they watched Popeye on TV.
And watched him make the big muscle. Yeah.
That's right, and beat up Pluto and all those silly things. They don't have hardly any of that anymore.
See a lot of that demonstrated now.
Now it's all computerized and high tech and things like that. I know there's one thing about vegetables on TV.
VeggieTales, maybe.
Yeah, VeggieTales or something like that.
That's still around.
If it's not, now it's you just have to make them real fun. And if you make it boring, like a class lecture, we have to take the class lectures because we have to pass the class. The kids don't, so you have to make a cartoon fun out of it. And then they run to their parents and they say, hey, I want asparagus tonight. And they're looking like, what? Well, asparagus just did something on the cartoon. That's how it really works.
Getting kids involved in things like if you have a garden or taking them grocery shopping and letting them pick out.
When they're a little older, taking them grocery shopping is real good. Gardening, if they're old enough to not mess it up, is real good. And working out is real good with them. You know, I was a Marine for 40 years, so my daughter, who's now older, was able to do, I had to put boxes up, the entire Marine Corps obstacle course by the time she was 8. Now I had to put boxes there because she couldn't reach it.
Right, but she could do it.
But she could do it, and we made fun out of it. We built one in our backyard, and all the kids from the neighborhood would come by, and I'd make the parents, like, give permission just in case they fell off one of the poles or... or something like that. But we made it a game and fun and prizes
for
doing it. Now I would get sued because somebody would slip and fall on their rump and hurt their little tush.
But there's still ways for kids to be active and make that fun. And, what about, I was just going to ask, I know a lot of schools, we've written about this subject too, schools are getting a little bit, whether it's allergies or fighting obesity, telling parents to limit things like, the birthday treats, don't bring cupcakes or cookies, but they're going to go to a party where there's pizza and cupcakes, and how can parents kind of...
You have to explain to your kids what's good and what's not good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take away something because then they want it because you took it away. So you could
sure.
say, okay, just have a little piece of cake because we want you to be able to run fast tomorrow.
Okay.
Or we want you to be able to do good in cheerleading, in your class, and it'll affect that. And just explain it to them, but say, but you can have a little piece of this and this and this.
Okay.
If you totally deprive them, they won't listen.
Exactly. That comes the forbidden fruit kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bottom line is we have to talk about it in school and at home and teach them to be healthy, teach them to be hydrated, teach them to work out, teach them to eat right. And if we do that, they're super smart. They'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't teach them. We say to them, okay, you have to finish up all the bad stuff is how we basically say it, and then
right.
you can have dessert.
Sure, yeah.
And we have to almost do it the other way. If you finish all the stuff, I'll give you some extra chicken, and you don't have to have the dessert.
Cleaning the plate or what you don't like to get dessert.
That's what we do. Basically, we're saying eat the ookie stuff and you get a prize of something unhealthy. I guess I can't put ookie in the radio. I'm glad you're writing this.
Icky, yeah. We can substitute but make the point clear. Okay. Well, you've given me a lot of examples of the good things. And the bad things, I guess, even if we were going to run a little list or things to eat in moderation, things like
anything
ice
with sugar.
Cream, anything with sugar.
Anything with simple carbohydrates you want to stay away from.
And what might some of those examples be?
Potato chips.
Okay.
Things like that. Simple carbohydrates you want to stay away from. French fries. It's better to have a baked potato. It is healthier, if you have to have the starch.
I think the idea of letting them take the ownership is a good idea for even
the younger
with children.
Fruits, just so you know, the darker the fruit, the less sugar it has in it.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So you don't tell the kids that, but you try to get them to like the darker fruit.
Apples or
berries.
Berries, okay. What about bananas or oranges?
Bananas are fine, but it has some fructose.
Sugar.
In it. But it has potassium in it, and it has some other things. So, like you said at the beginning, everything in moderation. But fruits in general are good. Almost all vegetables are good. Corn is a little bit starchy and peas,
right.
But I wouldn't stop them from having it. Just don't make that the main one all the time.
And the protein, you mentioned
protein,
chicken, definitely over hot dogs or something like that.
Chicken, turkey, even good natural beef, clean pork, meaning, lean pork is good. Of course, fish.
Right.
Has a lot of things in it, especially like salmon is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of people going to picnics or summer parties. A lot of times it'll be burgers and dogs.
Well, you could have a hamburger. Just use it with healthy meat and then put on all the junk on top of it. Just put a teeny bit of ketchup if you have to do that. But if you look at a ketchup bottle, sugar and salt are the second and third ingredient.
Mm-hmm. So to just moderation.
Yeah, so you have to do moderation. And again, even with hot dogs, some of them just contain garbage.
Right.
If you could find an all-natural one, like I have Hebrew National. It's not 100% all-natural, although they might have one, but it's much more cleaner and better meats than
a typical
hot dog.
Okay.
And they have some now where you can get them without nitrates.
So you need to read the ingredients.
Yeah,
another way for adults and kids to kind of see if something is good or not for you.
Yeah, see, meat really isn't bad for you. It's all the junk that they put in the meat.
Right.
So if you could get it without all that in it, that's like a paleo diet type thing. That's fine. Like I tell most of my people to do a ketogenic diet, which includes a lot of healthy fats, a medium amount of protein and fiber, and then a real small amount of carbohydrates. So your body starts burning fat as fuel instead of carbohydrates, and that's very healthy.
But it's the good fats.
Yeah, the healthy fats.
Healthy fats. Okay.
Well, and it's almost all fats. You just have to stay away from trans fats, which are basically man-made in our processing. And the other thing that's important is stay away from processed food. Get food as natural as you can, and then you do whatever you have to do. When it's all processed already, then it has all the additives, preservatives, dyes, steroids, etc. So get the food as close to its original state as you can. And if you stay away from sugary foods and processed foods, drink enough water, especially the type that I'm talking about, hydroxide alkaline water, and eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, healthy fats, and good protein, you'll be fine.
And I was just curious about this. Do some of the fruits and vegetables, if they have a fairly high water content, can that be a part of your hydration?
Yeah, it's part of your hydration, but it's too hard to do it. So say 1/2 your body weight in ounces per day of the real water is easier. Because watermelon obviously has a lot of water in it.
Right.
But, if you have 2 slices of watermelon, I wouldn't know to tell you, that's equal to an ounce of water. It's too hard.
Yeah, it's a good plan, but drink the water.
That's like, let's teach the kids the metric system. That worked well.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty much what we're looking for.
Okay, if you need anything else, call me. Let me give you my email address.
Okay.
It's Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at drkeithkantor, K-A-N-T-O-R.com. Mm-hmm. And my website for this would be just www.drkeithkantor.com, and they could see recipes and stuff on that, my peer-reviewed articles and all sorts of stuff. It's all free.
Okay.
So they can't beat the price.
That's just, I'm sorry, drkeithkantor.com.
Dr. like doctor.
Okay, Dr.
Yeah.
All right. And I saw a photo on one of your websites. Is it okay for us to just pull that?
Uh-huh. You can pull that or any articles. As long as you give me credit, I'm fine.
Oh, we'll do that. Okay. If there's some recipes on there, we might pull one or two of those to give people an idea.
You can just look under print web. Hit that, and there's things that I did for other magazines and where you could get information, or radio, TV, and then you could see that.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh.
And this is scheduled for May 30th.
Okay, great. If you could email me a link when it comes out.
I can send you a link?
Yep, certainly. I'll send it out. I have over 30-something thousand followers, and I'll send it to all of them.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, have
and
a great
if I
day.
Have, any follow-ups, I'll give you an email. Thank you. You as well. Appreciate your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.